This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. It has now been 14 autumns that I have uttered these words to introduce this program, and each time along with it I've shared another small memory or notion about the rich history and culture of these, the oldest hills in North America, and indeed perhaps the earth. There is always the risk of ridicule when describing these ancient nubs as mountains, for there's hardly anything left, above ground at least. They're the last and southernmost remnants of the Canadian Shield, formed as the planet was cooling and placed mid-continent as another landmass crept its slow way northward and collided with this one giant rock that literally finally stopped it. All this long before there were plants or birds or anything identifiable to witness such a vast arrival. After that, the changes were again vast, but happening over eons of time, and thus less pronounced, if no less profound. The fire blasting from those early throes had already pooled the soft lead and zinc ores into veins and seams in the granite and rhyolite as it aged and cracked in upheaval. And then as increasingly clear water worked its mysterious ways with steam and frost and cataracts, making ways for life to begin and to thrive. Over that long time, by mysterious means, a number of events occurred in the vast stretch of what we call prehistory, among them in what would be our Ozarks, an ice age or two, more geologic upheaval, the slow grinding down of rock and airborne debris into a thing called soil, until there came the periodic arrival of life forms of an astonishing diversity, some arriving by air, some earlier by sea, as the area sank, rose and sank again, and finally settled. We're talking a very, very long time here, long enough for countless generations of one-celled, two-celled, and many, many-celled critters to grow, die, and dissolve in that early mineralized and acidified soup of a pre-ocean to become limestone, and that eventually overlaid by many feet the original rock, and then itself became pitted and rotted and worn into something we might recognize today, jutting from bluffs and road cuts. Meanwhile, that one little area out in the middle, that uplift that would become known as the Ozark Highlands, would quietly absorb the changes and make them uniquely her own. It was an area so rugged, so isolated, that what grew here often grew only here. Somehow, eventually, an early bird or something like that, blown off course on its way across a place that would one day be called Asia, dropped seeds or eggs or something living that could never have gotten here at all. Like I said, mysterious, and wholly improbable. And yet, what we have today in the Ozarks is an ecosystem within the Ozark Highlands containing more plants than anywhere else on Earth that grow here and nowhere else. And alongside it, a collection of plants that grow only here and in China. And a third that migrated here to escape the creeping ice shelf, and as the ice crept back north, some things lodged and stayed and survived. It's hard for us to fathom the scale of those changes within a human frame of reference. Harder still to imagine our own insignificance in relation to it. It was only 12,000 years or so ago, give or take a millennia or two, that the first human forms crept through this area and identified it as welcoming, at least in fall and spring, where there was a ready food supply and a tolerable climate. The other two seasons were, according to legend, deemed so inhospitable that one would be crazy to get stuck here, not least because of the weather, and not to mention the ticks and chiggers and ice storms and tornadoes, all that you'd have to share it with. Europeans arrived only 300 years ago and bypassed this area almost entirely until everything else was claimed and taken, and there was no place else to go outside this hard and hostile region. There were those, of course, who were from similar climes and who saw it as homelike, and felt themselves well suited to its isolation and remoteness, given their own proclivity toward living spare and finding comfort in homespun ways and their desire for silence and simplicity and the oneness with nature that they craved. That is the stuff of my stories, of course, my 14 years of glimpses into Ozark's life and culture. But really, when taken in relation to the whole story altogether, those stories are no more than a breath of air, a sigh, a brief glance back into the not so long ago, into a tame and gentled land, rich in breathtaking beauty, not quite as poor in soil and ways to survive as it once was. We celebrate that spareness along with the bounty and call ourselves blessed for our brief span here amid the ancient bones of creation. We're such a lucky bunch. This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills, once again celebrating in short form the arrival of yet another autumn in these oldest hills.
Of the rich, deep current of life always running through these.